Pake Zane and Julie Louster have spent the past few weeks sorting through their own private treasure troves, like an old Lexington film projector Pake unloads from an old bag.
Yeah, the film, one reel would go up here, and one reel would go down. And in those days, you had to rewind it by hand.
Nearly a year ago, Pake and Julie were shocked to receive a 30-day eviction notice at their old location on Kapi'olani.
It was devastating to lose that store.
We've looked for 8 months trying to find some place where we could set up again. It's difficult now because you have areas being redeveloped and all of those people looking for places.
Luckily, they found a new space on Queens and are moving in this month.
I'm a born clutterer.
Yeah, it's so, like pack rat part of the
yeah,
part
it
of
is,
the job.
It is. Basically, you know, to put it in simple terms, I'm a hoarder who found an answer to my hoarding.
Born on Maui a few months before the bombing of Pearl Harbor, Pake says the idea of recycling goods goes all the way back to his childhood when he worked on his uncle's pig farm. They would go from house to house collecting their neighbors' trash to turn into slop for the hogs.
This was the days before garbage disposals. You had wet garbage. What do you do with it? Well, people like us would come twice a week and pick it up and take it away for you. And we'd take it back to the farm, and we'd cook it and feed it to the hogs. And so this, I finally realized, was the ultimate recycling. My uncle took something that nobody wanted. Nobody wanted the garbage. And he turned it into money.
Soon after, Pake left Hawaii to travel the world for about a decade. His adventures include a trip down the Nile with now Governor Neil Abercrombie and a visit to East Africa to see Obama Sr. It was during a stint in Holland when he met Julie, his wife and business partner. The two spent time in the 70s living on a houseboat in Amsterdam.
When we lived in Amsterdam, we scoured the Waterloo Plain, the local flea market, every day. And while we were traveling, we'd pick up stuff and we'd send it to his dad here, who would store it for us.
When we left Amsterdam, Julie packed up 3,300 pounds of stuff that we had accumulated.
The 3,300 pounds sent to Hawaii were the early seeds of their store, Antique Alley. Pake, who refers to what he does as cultural recycling, says everything in his shop has a story.
When I say recycling, is that it's stuff that has been used in its own place and time and has somehow reached the point of being discarded. And so we want to keep that moving, basically trying to keep those things which we find important and interesting alive.
Pake and Julie are planning a soft opening on Friday that will continue over the weekend. For more details on their new location, visit our website, hawaiipublicradio.org. Molly Solomon for HPR News.